Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Belinda blinked. And here we have... Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. It's another Blinkers Saturday. Episode 18. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of A Blinkers Saturday. Lovely to have you with me today. Hope you've all had a wonderful St. Patrick's week and that you enjoyed revisiting your Irish roots. As you now know, over the next few minutes, I delve into various reviews and comments about everything Belinda Blinked, Rocky Flintstone and MDWAP, and in doing so, giving you some of my own thoughts and, of course, willing to listen to whatever you guys may well come back to me. So we're going to look at some of my book reviews, merch, emails, podcast, and, of course, the latest in your incisive Reddit comments. Not forgetting my poop of the week and the blinker of the week. So please feel free to comment whenever I go over the top where you're concerned. Just email me. Let's dive straight into Reddit. The first theme is in reference to the major French supermarket Carrefour, who are literally located all over the world. What's worse, they bring the French level of customer service with them, or should I say lack of it, as I evidenced in Brazil very recently. And the theme starts off with Five Car, and this is by Rob W. 1977. Welcome back, Rob. Does anyone else find themselves shouting Carrefour at James, Jamie and Alice when they mistakenly call it Four Car, laughing out loud? Are there things you find yourself saying out loud when they get them wrong? All the time, mate, all the time. Frame Space jumps in. The utter confidence with which Jamie says Fourcar with a French accent and everything. I'm screaming. Ramsey Street adds, I'd do it with these three more than they incorrectly laugh at and correct Rocky. They are hilarious, and I love the podcast, but they are thick as shit in many ways, and the amount of times they assume Rocky is wrong when it's their own ignorance and potentially age is insane. Well said, Ramsey Street. I've been making this point for years, and the guys just won't have it. So, Ramsey Street continues, I have no guilt laughing at their own stupidity. Jailman of Oz, welcome back. Cut them some slack. They went to university in Yorkshire. Ho, ho, ho. Now that is, you guys, that is a cutting comment. Wonderful, Jailman of Oz. Very good. Because the university they went to is Leeds, which is sort of the capital of Yorkshire. Passing on to Professional Funny 26, the worst one I heard is them completely missing the Grand High Prince of Liechtenstein in the list of Spooner's conquests. Honey, This Is Gold adds, Chiara Montague kills me every time. I'm so glad that Stephen Mangan pointed it out. And that's in a footnotes if you haven't listened to Stephen, who's presently, for us British folk, DJing on Classical FM. Very good as well. MJ690 adds, I think it's one of my favourite things in the whole series, laughing out loud. Salvador Por La Campaña adds, I genuinely couldn't believe none of them had heard of an ocarina before. They all grew up in the N64 era. Surely they would have heard, / known, about Ocarina of Time. Rock and Roll Toaster jumps in very quickly, thank God. Full Car and Carrefour aren't wrong, per se, though. I think they called it Four Car because Rocky wrote Five Car. They're called one or the other in different places. I think I remember saying Carrefour in Spain and then Four Car in Greece or something. But to answer the original question, hornier than a ram goat in estrus annoys me quite a bit because, if you recall, rams are male and thus don't experience estrus. Did I get that right, guys? Did I pronounce that correctly? Let me know. I know you will. Jill Man of Oz jumps back in again, says, not to mention that rams are male sheep. Male goats are called billies or bucks. When Rocky writes one or two inaccuracies into a sentence, they could be excused as honest mistakes. Yes, Governor, honest. Or artistic license, being very kind now, J-Man. But a phrase containing no less than three inaccuracies must surely be him deliberately taking the piss. And Jailman, you'll never know. Okay, Rob, 1977, jumps in and says, I don't think it's called Four Car anywhere. And he gives us a reference to Wikipedia. Rock and Roll Toaster comes back. Damn, it appears you're right. I could have sworn it was Four Car in some places and Carrefour in others, but I can't find any evidence to support that. So maybe I'm the dummy. Rock and Roll Toaster, don't worry about it, mate. We all make little mistakes. DIG194 says, yes, every time, with a big laughing face. Sir Earl Jeffries, welcome, Sir Earl. Tijuana annoys the life out of me. Tijuana, Tijuana. But guys, yes, I deliberately called Carrefour Four Car because, as you know, I don't like to be sued by giant corporations who have an awful lot more money than I do. So there you know. It was definitely Carrefour, the French supermarket, called Four Car by myself. And wherever the Five Car come from, I don't know. Okay, let's move on to another Reddit theme. I know he really is quite shit, spelt S-C-H-E-T. And this is by Commander Spice. Thank you, Commander Spice. But I am honestly sad that Spoons was killed off, and Spoons has been spelt the correct way by Commander Spice. He's got SP00 or 00NS. That's a reference to the 00. I hope you guys get that. Very, very hard to work that one out, and I was doing the plot lines. Had to work for the right name to match in with Pots and Pans as well, you know. Okay. He was such an amusing buffoon, and Jamie's accent for him was tip-top. In my headcanon, Belinda / Bish Hirstlung funds Dr. Marco Enriquez's Frankenstein project to bring him back to us. Side note, did we already know about Bish Hirstlung, which has a copyright 2022-2024, and he's referring us to a website which is actually very, very smart. It is www.bish-hirstlung.com/, and it's got a lovely picture of Bish Hirstlung in big red writing with a pan, shooting stars never stop. As the largest distributor of pots and pans in Europe, we're always looking for new ways to stand out from the crowd, and we're very excited to show you what we've been working on. Try and tune in to our AGM, where all will be revealed. coming soon, and tri is spelt T-R-I. That's obviously a nod to the Trioxybrillo pan range, built by their competitors. And then underneath it's got copyright Bishurst Lung 2022-2024, all rights reserved. How professional. Beautiful. This is an interesting site. One page and totally unrelated to anything I do. In fact, this is the first time I've come across it. So, thank you, Commander Spice. Great work. Kian Mahoney says, on a story level, I was fine with him dying. He was useless, categorically, and his death gave Belinda more agency. Plus, his funeral was baffling. Kian, once again, I apologise. I just can't pronounce your first name correctly. Some would say I can't pronounce Mahoney correctly either. No doubt you're amongst them. Anyway, back to it. Astoria Queens 11105 adds, Queen Lizzie II gave the eulogy. I loved how shit Spoons was at his job. Perhaps we should say S-C-H-E-T as on the title. And how incensed James was about his elaborate funeral. Yes, he got a state funeral, similar to the Queen. And Kian O'Mahony adds, otherwise known as Mr. Brain. Perhaps I'll refer to you as Mr. Brain from now on, Kian. As seen on BB3. Blackberry Happy 1428 adds, try, spell T-R-I, and tune in. T-R-I in capitals, ! Commander Spice returns, as in Trioxy, Blackberry Happy adds, that's what I took. Whatever this is, I hope it's the fucking money tits. I'm diffusing, welcome back. I hope Her Majesty's favourite bottom did at least get his wings. Very good. Samson No Leck adds, I think if he'd gone any further, it would have run the potential of ruining the fun. Plus, how would we have otherwise ever seen him get his wings? You're absolutely right, Samson. His time was over. He was being ended. Though it was difficult for me to do so as an author. Little Snuffle Uppicious adds, same. Spoons was my favourite character, laughing out loud. Something about his uselessness made him endearing. And if Belinda ever decided to have a boyfriend, I think it would have been him. They were soulmates after all. For a bit, anyway. Very good comment, Little Snuffle Uppicious. Well said. Lumu EJ adds, I thought it was great. It was funny, which is what the podcast is about, and it changed things up for Book 6. Also, Spoons was my least favourite voice except for the Duchess, so I was happy not to hear from him any more. Not because Jamie does a bad job with them, I just don't like them on a sensory level. I have to be honest with you, I think he did a great job in that accent. I love a Scottish accent, and of course, Sean Connery, king of espionage, as far as I'm concerned. Rob 1977 says S-C-H-E-T shit ? Rob, this is the Scottish pronunciation of the quaint English word shit. Pressing on now to a third Reddit theme. They're all quite short this week. When was Spooner's nationality chosen? And we're keeping in line with the previous one because it's come from Rob W 1977. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on this. As we all know, Spooner first shows up in Book 4, Chapter 6, Pots, Pans and Spoons. And notice spoons are spelt not 00 but O-O, when Jamie gives him the dulcet tones of the late, great Sean Connery. But his Scottish nationality is only implied post-mortem when he's referred to as Laird of Gretna Green at his funeral in Book 6, Chapter 1. Dust and scrub, scrub and dust. Or is there an earlier reference? Rob asks. So, my question is, was Spooner written as Scottish from day one? Or did Rocky choose to make Spooner Scottish later on because of Jamie's chosen accent? Open bracket. My apologies if this was discussed back when it was timely. Laughing out loud. Closing bracket.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Irving Rex Yatel jumps in. He wears a kilt in Book 5, presumably as a reference to Lazenby doing the same in On Her Majesty's Secret Cervix. Sorry, he stroked that out. Service. Like father, like son. Is that a reference to me, Irving? Viviana continues, I'm going to guess that he knew Rocky was picking on a very specific Bond for the part. Probably an educated guess, if not just flat out told by Rocky kind of thing. Bex 1832 adds, I certainly think there was discussion between father and son for things like this, even though you are totally right in saying Spooner, two zeros, was clearly referencing a Sean Connery-esque character. Now, there's a good word, Connery-esque. I love it, Bex 1832. Well done. Fleetway Robotnik adds, it's long been my theory that Book 6 was written much later than the others. After the podcast was already popular, nearly all the characters feel like they've been influenced by Jamie's choice of accent in earlier books. Mickey Symington adds, pretty sure they say on the podcast somewhere that season 5 onwards was written after the podcast became popular. Rob 1977 adds, yep, books 1-4 were complete before the podcast began, apparently. And Rob, you are correct. In fact, books 3.5 were written before the podcast began. The podcast began just halfway through book 3, which didn't really affect me very much because it was going nowhere, as they say. But yes, really good theme that, and no, Spoons was Scottish from the very start. Being an expert in IT, like my nephew who lives in Edinburgh, what else could he be? Because Spoons is sort of based on him. You know, as an author, you've got to take your inspiration from somewhere. Thanks, Craig. Let's have a look at the iTunes reviews. And here's one for Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. No, one star. Oh no, Joel. Hang up the mic. I've been a faithful fan of My DWP for years and has gotten me through all kinds of stuff. Divorce, depression, pandemic, PhD program, you name it. There's something to be said for knowing when to walk away. Oh dear, this is the problem with sticking your head over the parapet out of the foxhole. Sometimes you get shot by friendly fire. Thanks, Joel. Okay, let's look at GB. 5 stars. Toblerone Tim. What a great name. Toblerone Tim. Hilarious. Anyone who has given this fewer than 5 stars must hate both fun and laughter. Joel, are you listening? 5 stars, Louise Bean. Far too funny. Please be warned. You cannot drive, run, work out, or study whilst listening to this. It's far too funny, and not an episode goes by where I've not cried with laughter. Cannot wait for more. Okay, let's skip across to the US of A. 5 stars, Yellow Cab. Very good. No W, by the way, guys. Laughed so hard. I am only on episode 8, which I binged all day today. But I laughed so hard every episode. The commentary is so dry and funny. I really haven't laughed so hard in years. Thanks. Thank you, Yellow Cab. 5 stars, Turd Herder 123. Oh, Rocky. Wow, what a podcast. I laugh so much during each episode. The three co-hosts have fantastic chemistry, and the source material is brilliant in capital letters. Rocky learned well from Steph King. His work really makes you think. And the fact that there was a plot the whole time. Amazing. He thinks in a whole other level. Yes, probably induced by Chardonnay, turd herder. And what a great name. Okay, let's nip across now to across to Australia. 5 stars. Karori Coyote. Every night. This is my comfort podcast. I love it and listen to it most nights to get to sleep. Just me, absolutely cackling there in the dark. I saw the live show in Melbourne in January 2020. It was my last big social thing before the pando kicked off. Fond memories. And us too, Karori Coyote, because I was there when you were there. Brilliant night out. Here's some emails. Natasha Frew. Hello, Rocky Flintstone. Me and my friend was translating Belinda Pistano from Spanish to English, and we found an inconsistency. Belinda's tights are removed twice. The interviewer removes her tights and places them in her shoes, and then removes them a second time when he removes her bra. Thanks again, Natasha and friend. So I replied, ah, Natasha and friend, such is the life of a small author who finds themselves cast onto Spanish rocks of which they do not know of their origin. I hope you'll forgive me, and many thanks for being the first to bring this to my attention. I'll contact my New York City amigo, Lewis, who did the work, and get him to fix it. He's a brilliant chap, whom I had the pleasure of meeting after our New York City show at the Radio City Music Hall. Thanks, Natasha. Now, I can't forget about my Amazon reviews, or can they forget about me? BB1, James B. 5 out of 5 stars. Wow! Belinda Blake contains erotic tension like nothing else I've ever read. Belinda Blake contains erotic tension like nothing else I've ever read. This book has opened my eyes to feelings I never thought I had. Thank you for saving my marriage, Rocky. You're welcome, James B. Keep up the good work. Belinda Blake 1. Review by Mal Peters. 4 out of 5 stars. Hot. And he says, bit brief. And that's it. Hey, Mal, big thanks. Bit brief. A bit like your review. Let's say it takes one to know one. Okay, let's have a look at Etsy and see what's happening with the old merch. 5 out of 5 stars. The Confidential Order of Cookware Knights mug. The absolute best for any member of COCK from Mika. Thank you, Mika. So, it's been another interesting few days. Let's pick my poop of the week. It's got to be Joelle for asking me to hang up my mic. Sorry, Joelle, not gonna happen. And now, the blinker of the week, who is Natasha Frew. And the reason why, for spotting the continual removing of stockings in the Spanish version of Belinda Blink 1, called Belinda Pistano. I personally blame Tony for only removing them one at a time, and she wasn't wearing tights, she was obviously wearing stockings, so there's 2 chances to do it, isn't there, Tony? Well done, Natasha, and please contact me for your birthday recording. Best wishes from myself. Okay, that's all today from me at Rocky's Pavilion. Feel free to email me at flintstonerocky@gmail.com, contact me on Twitter or X, or Reddit, or at the Etsy store. Ciao, until next time.
I'm based on a screwed story.
I've got my parts, I've got my pants, I got my Rocky to rock me. That's where it began. I'm all that you need, I'm all the good stuff. I'm here when Bella and Donna won't be enough. Let's get undressed, let's never stop, let pomegranate sing freely with rivets to top. Come into my world, come into my dream, come fill my lips so completely, moist from the steam.
really fine.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.